This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with comedians and hosts of the podcast Crazy in Bed, Alyssa Limpiris and Mae Wilkerson. Alyssa, Mae, would you like to play another game?
Yes!
Absolutely.
So we have a word game for you.
Ooh, okay, now we're talking.
It's called Stars in the Stars. We'll imagine what would happen if famous people throughout history were also space travelers, but they only visited things that rhyme with their names.
Okay.
For example, if I said she sang Love is a Battlefield and now she's moved the fight to a giant ball of flaming gas, you would answer Pat Benatar on a star.
Would we, though? Would we, Jonathan?
You definitely would.
Would we?
Thank you for believing in us in this hypothetical scenario.
All right. Here we go. May, this
yes.
one's for you.
Oh, no.
The star of Some Like It Hot is getting pretty cold on this dwarf planet formerly known as the ninth planet from the sun.
Okay. Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Really? Okay. And then Pluto?
Yes.
Marilyn oh my
Monroe
God.
On Pluto. Well done.
See? All right, Alyssa. When this leader of the temperance movement takes a break from demolishing saloons with a hatchet, she visits a configuration of stars as seen from Earth.
Oh, of course. Oh,
you know, the leader of the temperance movement.
Alice Quipper on the Big Dipper.
Oh. I hope she gets a point for rhyming.
Move on. Let's,
her rhyming
yes.
abilities are.
That's a yes, sure. And we'll move on to the next one.
You know what? That's such a great answer. I'm not even going to check and see if it's correct. If I tell you the second word, maybe you could guess the person from the rhyme. If I tell you constellation, does that help you know the name of the woman who used to bust up saloons with the hatchet?
Constellation, and I think we can all say this one together.
Oh, your audio cut out for a second. I didn't hear what it was.
Oh, this technology.
But I'm going to assume you were correct. Yes, Carrie Nation on a constellation is correct.
Yes.
I mean, yes. Okay, May. Mm-hmm. The singer known for Solitude and Strange Fruit is somewhere in our own spiral galaxy.
I don't think I know what a single word is that you just said.
So it's the singer known for Solitude and Strange Fruit is somewhere in our own spiral galaxy, is known also a delicious chocolate bar. Yeah. With nougat.
With nougat. The Milky Way. The Milky Way and Audra Day.
Good enough. Billie Holiday.
Of course. I know who Billie Holiday is. I just didn't know that song.
All right, Alyssa, this is the final question of the game.
Okay, here we go.
A lot riding on this.
Here we go.
Orville thinks he's so great because he piloted the first successful airplane flight. But his brother and co-inventor one-upped him by landing on an object that moves around a planet or star.
Calhoun landed on the moon.
I like your answers so much better than the ones
that's
we have
pretty good.
Written here. Calhoun landed on the moon. That's very close. Do you know the brothers who invented the airplane?
The Wright brothers?
Uh-huh. All right, well, so what we were looking for was Wilbur Wright on a satellite.
Oh, satellite.
But as I say, I much prefer Calhoun went to the moon.
Oh, that's just so great. Guess what? You guys are tied again.
This has been good.
Are you kidding? This was basically one of the only moments of this much happiness in a while. So thank you so much.
This was so fun.
Same here, truly. Thank you so much for having us. This was such a blast.
My pleasure.
Guys.